discussion on women's rights continues. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
The president is calling for an end to the Senate filibuster in order to pass legislation protecting a national right to abortion.
This week was one of the first times the president said with certainty that he wants the Senate filibuster removed in order to codify abortion access that Roe v. Wade provided. And the president said this while speaking virtually with governors from 9 Democratic states. His green energy plans also suffered a blow this week when the Supreme Court ruled to remove unlimited regulatory authority from the Environmental Protection Agency. One win came when the High Court ruled that the Biden administration could cancel the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Republicans warn that this will make the situation at the border even more dire.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is seeking to block more offshore drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart joined Cavuto Live this morning to share his thoughts on this new development.
We are behind for sure. The reality is this is the problem with a somewhat schizophrenic energy policy where the president says one thing and the bureaucracy does another.
Meanwhile, Biden faces calls from his own party to do more to curb fossil fuel emissions that are heating the planet. And Ukrainian officials allege that a child is among the dead from a Russian's strike on civilian infrastructure.
Ukrainian officials are alleging a new strike just this morning in the city of Mykolaiv, a southern port city near Odessa. 21 people were killed. This happened hours after the NATO summit ended, where the alliance announced plans to add Sweden and Finland. A much better situation here in Lviv, although there are growing concerns that Belarus may invade from the north. The mayor of Lviv today meeting with military officials and posting on Telegram, quote, "The decision to attack Lviv will be the last decision in the life of these monsters." That's if that happens, and it's certainly something that we will keep tracking here on the ground.
Fox's Nate Foy. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A third officer has died, shot during an ambush in Floyd County, Kentucky, Thursday.
Officer Jacob Chaffins has died. Unfortunately, his canine dog also was killed. It was when they were trying to serve a warrant at a home, a man's home, and then five others were hurt. Three officers are still in the hospital. Two are stable. One is in critical condition. Another was treated and released. Now, authorities say this happened in a mountainous region of eastern Kentucky and were fired at for hours and, quote, didn't stand a chance. That's coming from the sheriff. The 49-year-old suspect eventually surrendering to police and taken into custody.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, New York State has approved an extensive list of new gun laws related to buying and carrying handguns after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the state's previous concealed carry licensing rules were unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court's decisions were certainly setbacks, but we view them as only temporary setbacks. I refuse to surrender my right as governor to protect New Yorkers from gun violence.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who signed the Democrat-backed legislation Friday. Gun rights advocates and Republican leaders say the new rules not only violate the Second Amendment, but also privacy and free speech rights. Plus, the future site of a first responder training facility in Atlanta has proven a favorite target of vandals.
Opponents call the training center Cop City and have staged protests as far away as New York City, Charlotte, and Birmingham, Alabama, outside the offices of construction companies affiliated with the project. One contractor working at the site in Georgia believes protesters tracked him to a friend's construction company 20 miles away, burning and spray painting equipment, even though the firm has no involvement with the project. Activists have denied any responsibility for the vandalism, but tweeted photos in June of small tree houses where protesters camped out at the construction site.
Fox's Jonathan Serry. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.